dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. We're going to be talking with the voice of the Husker women's basketball team, Matt Coney, as they remain unbeaten and travel to number 9 Baylor on Sunday. We'll talk about the team and really how far can this team go. How good are they? We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll also talk with UNK baseball coach Damon Day, kind of completing our circle as we had Jim Bovey and Mike Anderson on yesterday. And Coach Day, they're getting underway. They got their baseball banquet coming up. We'll talk about that, preview that a little bit as well. NFL playoff predictions. See if we can go just as good as we did last week, which, Daddy, was perfect. But was that against the spread? That was just you picked four right, right?
Well, they're all against spread, too.
But you were just picking a winner.
No, I was picking against the spread.
So then how did I do? 3-1?
No, you were 3-1.
Against the spread, yeah. Oh, gee, all of a sudden it changes. But we'll see what Daddy does. Dressed in his cowboy attire today, it'll be interesting to see what his pick is in the Cowboy-Viking game. So that's what's coming up on the program today. Still a lot of talk in the world about what's going on in college football. Skip Holtz is headed from East Carolina to South Florida. I ask you, Daddy, is that a step up?
I got to think it's more of a lateral move. I think the weather's probably better. I don't know if I don't get it. I guess you go to Tampa, Florida.
I don't know.
South Florida, all of a sudden, nobody's heard of South Florida till what, 3 years ago?
Well, I think Skip was a little perturbed that he wasn't even coaching in a state. He wasn't sure where he was. North Carolina, South Carolina, East Carolina. Where's East Carolina?
Yeah. Anyway, I think you're right on that. Maybe he didn't like being a Pirate. I don't know.
Maybe Mike Leach does. Come on. Mike Leach to East Carolina. How great would that be? How great would that be? Finally, we know, supposedly, why Colt McCoy was out of the national championship game. A pinched nerve caused his throwing arm to go numb.
If you can't feel your arm, you can't play. Only one person knew it that night. It was Colt McCoy. I got to, you know, as competitive as he is, if you'd have put the competitive people of the year up behind Tim Tebow, Colt McCoy would have been right there as far as the hits he took against Nebraska and as far as keep getting back up. I'm just telling you, I know Colt McCoy took some heat. I don't know what he was thinking this week. He got engaged, too. On the field, on the scoreboard, midfield, Texas Stadium. Will you marry me? Kidding me, Colt?
Jealous again, aren't you? McCoy met with Dr. James Andrews. He was told he'll have a full recovery without surgery. He's in California to start a rehab regimen and says he expects to participate in the NFL Combine next month. Yeah, because you can't rehab in Texas.
That just must be where his agent is. That's all that is. Those guys go wherever their puppet agent puts them. You know, and all those Nebraskans aren't going to stick around and work out with Dobson. I mean, they'll go where their agent. I mean, they'll go to strength academies and those. Dobson comes out right and just freely says the 40 means nothing to me. No one that I know in football runs a straight 40-yard dash. I've never saw one in a football game. I don't know how that helps you, but it's a big deal at the combine. So to get ready for the combine, he changes some of the things he does and gets a sprinter style, and they do a lot more of that, I think, at speed camps in Florida and California. So I think that's natural that maybe he's not in Texas, maybe he's in Florida or California with where his agent places him.
Tri-City Storm is home the next couple of nights. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Storm. So be listening as the show progresses on the program today. They take on Waterloo tonight, Sioux Falls tomorrow. Face-off is set for 7:05 both evenings. We'll give you a chance. Did we have just a handful of River City hunting and fishing tickets yet to get rid of there, Derek?
Yeah, we got five left, actually.
You got a show going on over here. You want to participate?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a few? So
yeah, we just got five.
If you want to pick them up at the studios today,
exactly.
Folks, we've got five left. So call Derek. Tell him what you want. 888-455-ESPN. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Max Center in Council Bluffs. We've got tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. So better in your pocket than sitting here on the desk not getting used. 888-455-3776.
And got to grab them by 5 o'clock today, into business hours today. Pick those up.
And you take the kid from down the street no one likes, it'd be a nice gesture, really would. You know, mama, papa, sister, brother, and the kid down the street that nobody likes.
That's how you met a lot of your neighbors, wasn't it?
Yeah. Go to my way to talk to people that don't want to talk to me.
There you go. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Jeff, our Powder Blue Royals fan, wants to know, why isn't the Royals caravan stopping in Kearney this year?
Omaha's the only place I know that the Royals caravan is going.
Yeah, I think it's a limited caravan. We've been fortunate. We've had them out here quite a few times, but sometimes it's some of the same faces in the same places, and I think you can only pimp Alex Gordon so much.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to get, you know, Willie Wilson, or we've had Dennis Leonard out before, and some of those other Royals greats. I think that's fun for people that remember the Royals back in the winning days to see some of those guys. But, yeah, Alex Gordon's been out numerous times, and, you know, to parade out Mitch Meyer.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, parade out Mitch Meyer and Luke Hochaver.
Willie Bloomquist.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I mean, there's really not much interest, is there?
Well, there always is. I mean
there's interest when they come, yes, but for those guys,
I think they're just going another direction this year. They got Fan Fest going on, and they're making that a much bigger deal, so I don't think they're actually going to be out on the road quite as much as they have been in the past. And I'm sure Omaha, with the changes in the new stadium and some of the things they got going on there, they want to get some good pub there for the Omaha Royals as well. So that's a Kansas City Royals decision, Jeff. That's not a...
has nothing to do with sponsorships or anything.
That's not an ESPN radio decision. I guess that's maybe the one thing we should point out. That's a Kansas City Royals decision. If they want to come out this way, then we work with them and we find them the spot, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, somewhere in between, or two spots where they bring the caravan. So that's the answer to your question. Dent Popper inbox is open for your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 888-455-ESPN, the number.
Doug and Derek, maybe you're a bigger NBA fan than maybe anybody else in this room, but what is Gilbert Arenas thinking?
I don't know. He's an idiot.
Hundreds of guns.
Whoa. What does that have to do with the NBA?
Yeah, it's not playing. He's just being an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Don't throw the NBA under the bus here. There's plenty of people. I mean, if you want to say there's more thugs in the NBA, I guess then maybe you can take that approach, because I think there is.
But you're $111 million is your contract.
I think there is. I don't know.
$111 million you've got coming. And for the reports to be out, the guy's got hundreds of, okay, you can afford hundreds of guns. There's militias that don't have hundreds of guns. What are you doing?
It's not so bad that he owns the guns. It's that he's keeping them in the locker.
Hundreds?
Room. Come on. Hey, to each his own. If you want to own hundreds of guns and have them at home, to each his own. But don't be put, there's no place for that in an NBA locker room.
You know what? You want to own hundreds of guns. You better be a collector, and it better be on display that's locked up. That's one thing. I think there's got a closet, and he just tosses them in there, it sounds like. It's just amazing to me.
Hey, live a day in their shoes, all right?
I'd love to live a day in 111
million dollars. They're trying to feed their families.
It's not all carefree and cotton candy, people, all right, for you. Come on. It's just the way it is. 888-455-ESPN. UNK basketball teams, well, long road trip home, because they both got beat by Western New Mexico last night. Despite a 30-point performance from Megan Becker, the women were outscored 17-8 in the final 5 minutes and lost 76-71. And on the men's side, Max Frelick, 20 points and 11 rebounds, but 20 turnovers, and they shot only 38%, yet only lost by 8. 74-66, because both teams shot under 40% last night. Lopers are off until next weekend, when they just turn the Vans around and head right back out west, Colorado Christian and Colorado Mines. But who saw this coming? After just getting destroyed at the national duels over the weekend, UNK crushed Central Oklahoma last night. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for their chances to win the duel, let alone crush them. 31-6, UNK, huge win last night. Couple of upsets going on out there, including T.J. Hepburn, who's ranked sixth in the country. He knocks off the third-ranked wrestler in the country, 4-3, and just some good things there for the Lopers. Now they head to the Lone Star Duels tomorrow in Texas, where they'll take on New Mexico Highlands, Newman. They'll also take on the University of Oklahoma. So that's what's going on. Hastings College has a duel at Dana tonight. Then they slide down to Omaha for the Brand Open tomorrow. Hastings College basketball will be at Dort tomorrow for a doubleheader. I'll buy you lunch if you can tell me where Dort is.
Wow. No. Can't do it.
Sioux Center, Iowa.
See, NAIA people know that. Former NAIA people
Sioux
know
Sioux Center,
that.
Iowa.
Former.
Sioux Center, Iowa.
And where is Sioux Center besides Iowa? Is it right on the border with all those other Sioux?
I'm going to say it's near Sioux City.
There you go. So you can hear that tomorrow, 1230 KHAS. Daddy, we haven't played this game. By the way, that's Damon Day, and he's going to join us for our next segment here. We haven't played this game in a while. But as I was reading some of the high school basketball scores, and by the way, Monday night in one of the conference tournaments, I saw a score that was 31-9 final. Last night, here are just some of the scores. 45-22, 52-22, 64-23. These are boys. 52-22, 26-24, Class C. 26-24, Class C, boys final last night. And I think that's the humdinger of them right there. I need one. Now let's look at a couple.
Can you hand me those? I'd like to check out names.
And let's see. On the girls' side, 54-12.
Oh.
There was a couple here. Where was another one? Oh, there was one bad. That 26-24 girls final. So we had a couple of those last night. I just thought you'd want to know. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Wait a minute, Tony. Here's the one I was talking about. This big-time Muticus tournament, which is in the eastern part of the state, and it's been going on for like 100 years, and it's a big, big tournament, conference tournament type of deal. This is a semifinal game last night. Semifinal.
So they won to get there.
Yeah, they've won to get there. This is a semifinal game. Lewiston beats Pawnee City 48-45. Okay? Followed up by Southern outlasting Freeman in this semifinal game.
This is girls.
Yeah.
Freeman's been to the championship as of late. I mean,
let me tell you that one team had 23 points.
What the other one?
And they won.
I knew you were going that direction.
23-17. So there you go. High school basketball going on tonight. Should be some good ones all weekend long. Whoa, what was that? What was that? All weekend long. Adams Central at Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS. Pleasanton at Amherst is on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tomorrow. Hastings St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic can be heard on 98.9 KKPR. We will take a break. David Day is going to join us, talk a little Loper baseball right after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
You can go anywhere in the world from Kearney Regional Airport. When you hop to Denver via convenient commuter flights, you can skip the long drive, big parking fees, and maybe even an overnight stay, and fly anywhere you want to go from Denver, one of the most connected airports in the world. Visit www.flykearney.com for more information. Hop, skip, fly. It all starts at the Kearney Regional Airport.
Saturday, it's an ACC showdown when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horwitz of Westwood One. Join Kevin Kugler, Dave Odom, and me at the Dean Smith Center for all the action. Can Gani Lawal and freshman sensation Derek Favors lead the Yellow Jackets to victory? Or will Roy Williams and the Tar Heels defend their home court? Georgia Tech, North Carolina. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Catch it Saturday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
So, with the exception of San Diego, there's three homes in the Dome this coming weekend. No weather, lots of action. With the weekend's NFL playoffs, hear them all. This coming Saturday and Sunday, the road to the Super Bowl runs through Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs staying around the mid-40s. Winds will stay to the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The skies stay clear tonight with a low near 20 with southwest winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Finally can see the grill again after chopping all the ice and snow drifts away from it. Why not warm that baby up with some USDA-certified Angus beef from Troutman's Quality Meats? It's a grill's best friend, located on Highway 30 here in Kearney, right across from Bob's Superstore. Aged minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. So, again, when Daddy goes on vacation, Carrie starts to age the steak. When Daddy comes back from vacation, it's
yeah,
good to go.
Real nice.
Fresh jalapeno brats, mushroom and Swiss brats, loaded with mushrooms and Swiss cheese. That's why they're called a mushroom and Swiss brat, Daddy. And just busting with flavor. Oh, that's so good. Flatirons are on sale this week, $7.99 a pound. Plus, they have corned beef brisket prepared. And don't forget the smoked string cheese at Troutman's as well. And you need something to wash it down. How about domestic and imported wines to choose from? Plus, Max Creek wines from the Max Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington. And if you need a new grill for 2010, don't forget the Green Mountain Grill. Daddy, the Green Mountain Grill is the way to go. It is the granddaddy. It is the granddaddy of grills.
Well, it's a new pellet grill. They've got all the pellets you need, all the different flavors of wood you can need for that pellet grill. Ask Kerry about it. He is a grill master with this grill.
Taste, aroma, and healthy cooking add up to this great grill. It doesn't take a lot. You just get ready to go. Green Mountain Grill, the Green Mountain Pellets. Find out more from Kerry and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, grill's best friend. Fresh out of the smokehouse, folks. It's a good morning to get there because they've got that stuff for you 6 days a week at Troutman's.
Don't forget, also, check out that great seafood selection as well. Love it. Love it. Want some more of it.
Some swordfish?
Perhaps. Lovely this time of year.
Yeah.
You could get some of the cheese there for some quilladillas if you're going to make one, maybe for the game. Which are lovely this time of year.
Yeah, just what you need, more cheese. Damon Day, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joins us in studio. What's going on?
Nothing, guys. How are you guys doing?
How about Brian?
What is a quilladilla?
It's something like a quesadilla.
Oh.
Yes.
I haven't heard that one.
So far off the mark, what are you going to do? What do you think about Brian Kelly being the new coach at Notre Dame?
Man, we're in Irish green today. You know what? I don't like it. I don't like it at all, but... You know, I wanted the guy from UConn or somebody else. I just didn't like Cincinnati. I just didn't like how their players behaved and how they act. I don't like how he acted towards his players, you know, and how he kind of talked as if, you know, I like the defensive lineman from Cincinnati. We're the ones on the field. I like that guy. He made me kind of laugh about that. But we'll see. You never know. At least it's not Lane Kiffin.
Well, Lane, I can't believe he's not the Cleveland Browns coach, but now Mangini has to stay there.
I'm no longer a Browns fan. Did you guys get the email? I emailed everybody to tell them I am no longer a Browns fan.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? I can't take it anymore.
You're on a four-game winning streak going into the
With 126 yards of offense a game. I'm still a diehard Browns fan. My lovely wife bought me a very nice Browns sweatshirt that I wear with pride, but But Holmgren's in town. He's going to be the coach next year. We're ready to roll.
You and Pat Barry, the only two Cleveland Browns fans in Nebraska that I know of.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get an email from someone. We talked with Mike Anderson of the Huskers and Jim Bovee yesterday at Hastings College. Everybody's getting ready to go for the upcoming season. And
sorry for interrupting, Doug. Congratulations to Coach Bove. Bovey's a great man, a huge, huge mentor of mine, has meant so much to me in my career, and for him to be inducted to the NAIA Hall of Fame just shows what kind of coach and what kind of man he is. And so I think that's a great honor, and I definitely send out my kind of congratulations to him.
And, of course, Coach Day coaching in the GPAC conference before he came to UNK, so knows all about it and some of the venues and trails that you take. But your season, it's hard to talk baseball sometimes at this time of the year, but if you're not getting ready now, you're not going to be ready to go in a month when you're going to be playing baseball.
Yeah, February 6th, we're ready to roll. You know, the thing for us that we're very, very blessed with is we have great facilities here at UNK. You know, when you look at all sports, we have great facilities, but from a baseball standpoint, with Memorial Field being as phenomenal as it is with great weather, when the bad weather hits, we have the Cushing Coliseum, which we dread trying to get in there at all, and really Cope Stadium and the renovation that has gone on there. Coach Morris did a phenomenal job of helping get that facility up to the level that it's at. And so it really benefits a baseball program because we're able to do a lot of different things on that turf, move some snow around. I think people drove by the other day and saw our little patch of green earth that we've been working on. So for us as a northern team, it's part of the grind, but yesterday we had our first full team workout where all position players were together, and we're definitely excited and getting ready to roll for Tahlequah, Oklahoma on the 6th of February.
David, even if you go to Oklahoma or northern Texas, you know it's not going to be 85 degrees. Ideally, it would be. Probably not going to be. To get the guys out acclimated to this kind of weather outside, it's got to be exciting to be outside at all.
There's more days like yesterday and hopefully today that we'll play in than any time that the thermometer gets above 60 degrees. There's been times where we've gone the entire season and didn't play 60 degrees. I know in 08 when we won the conference and went out to Chico, California, there was something like an 87-degree difference between our first game that year and the game in Chico, California, because it was 112 out there that day. But, you know, it's just something that we just talk with our kids about, and we let them know that it's going to be bad, that we're going to practice on days when most people are going to drive by and think we're crazy. But we don't want, you know, that's just what we have to do to get prepared and be ready to go.
You talked about the great facilities, and one of the reasons you're able to put those great facilities takes money, takes financing, takes funding. And next week you're going to have the annual banquet. Probably a good spot to talk about that.
Yeah, on next Saturday, January the 23rd, Paul Eunice takes care of us up at the Holiday Inn, does a phenomenal job, great supporter of ours, does a first-class job, and we have our banquet up there on Saturday. It's our third annual Upper Deck Club banquet. It's a recognition of last year's team as well as this year's team going into it, kind of a preview thing. So there's a dinner, introduction of the team, a couple service awards that we hand out, and then there's a silent auction and live auction that really helps fund us. About 60% to 65% of our funding comes from private resources. We don't get much from the state, from the state budget, and that's just something that we've accepted. And fortunately, we're in a town in a community like Kearney that supports us as much as they do. You know, and so this is our big fundraiser that we do. We got some great items on the live auction. We got an Ndamukong Suh autographed jersey and a shadow box, professionally done. One of my favorite items. We got a Dismal River trip for golfers out there. We got a Golf the West trip. Of course, we got a World Series jersey that autographed that Jabba will actually personalize for you to you. So if you want something that says, "Hey, it's my best friend, signed Jabba Chamberlain, thanks for all the support." So so there's just a lot of great items, and there's a lot of great silent auction items and a lot of raffles. We do the raffles so that our guys can get travel suits. And I don't know if, you know, I know that if you haven't seen us travel, we're pretty proud of the way that we travel and the way that we look and the way that we represent the University of Nebraska at Kearney and as well as the Kearney community. And so it's a huge time, and if you're interested and you would like to come, shoot me an email or go on to lopers.com. All the information is there. My wife and Gary and Arlene Lushen kind of spearhead that. And so thank them so much for all of their support and kind of spearheading that operation for us, because it's enormous to our baseball program.
You're going to play your first game roughly 2 weeks after that banquet. Damon, as people talk about around here, the slow starts have not been something that you've been happy with. You go back to the way you finished the season, it's been remarkable. But the slow starts, do you change things?
We have changed everything, actually, how we're going about things this offseason. You know, we play about .700 winning percentage in the month of April. We're pretty doggone good in April and May. February, I don't think we're above 25% of that winning percentage. And so we've decided that no matter what it takes or no matter how bad the weather gets, we're going to go outside. Our whole philosophy has been that we're going to go outside, barring major snowstorms that we'll shovel the next day to get back out. But our whole philosophy has been to be outside as many days as possible. With an hour outside and below freezing temperatures is going to be better than any amount of time that we get in the gym. And so that's really been our philosophy, and really getting our guys in the mindset that it doesn't matter that we're not on a baseball field, we can still accomplish everything that we need to on the turf up at the football stadium.
UNK coach Damon Day is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The baseball season right around the corner. What should fans expect this year? I guess give us your preview of strengths and spots that you've had to fill in from last year.
You know, I think the thing that I'm probably most excited about is probably since in my tenure here, we've been known as an offensive team. We've been four or five times in the top 30 in the country offensively, but I would say that this year we're really going to lean on our pitching staff, you know, led by All-American Jared Lushen. And then we've got three pretty doggone good guys that at any other time, if they would have came into our program, would have been in that leading role. But Andre O'Connor, a transfer from McCook Community College, Todd Stakura, a transfer from Western Nebraska Community College, and Roy Meter, sent to us by former coach Marcus Clapp out of Scottsdale Community College. I've never had four more complete pitchers in our weekend rotation. And so, and with all the experience that we have coming back in our bullpen with Nick Hall, Ryan Cephas, all-conference Ricky Muir, and the addition of Austin Parker, a pitcher out of McCook as well. And then we got our wild card, Mikey Nowak, who was our shortstop last year. And we put Mikey on the bump this past fall, and we're pretty doggone impressed. So we're pretty solid with where we're at pitching-wise and pretty excited about those guys. And then offensively, we're led by Blake Cover, All-American, and Andrew Hakey. We'll go as far as those two guys take us. And then we added some good pieces to the puzzle to go around them. We added somebody at semester, Nick Arapkulis, transferred in from New Mexico State, speedy center fielder for us. And so he brings a dimension to our team that we were kind of lacking as far as a base stealer type of threat. But you know, he's still got to get healthy and get into the flow of everything. So without a doubt, you know, probably more rolling into this season more so than any other season with a tremendous amount of talent, but still not knowing how it's going to all kind of play out, how we're going to get it all together.
Yeah, I think if you look at UNK baseball as a whole, the preseason All-Americans would be few and far between. I don't think there's a long list of those. Blake Cover, though, is one of those guys. Had some success in the Northwoods League this past summer. Probably garnered him that recognition heading into this season.
Without a doubt. You know, Blake started off his career at Creighton, transferred back to us, and has been a starter throughout his career. We've kind of bounced him around. He played left field. He's played right field. He's played, you know, last year he's all-conference third baseman. He's preseason third baseman. All-American, and I decided to move him to shortstop for his senior season. So, you know, he's doing a great job making that transition, and we're excited about him and what he brings and going. And that senior leadership that him and Jared Lushen provide to our baseball program is invaluable.
The first month is on the road. The home opener is against Concordia on March the 2nd, and as always, what is fun with the baseball season is there could be some additions or subtractions to that baseball schedule.
It's always to be announced. That's why we, you know, TBA next to everything on that one. So,
hey, Coach Smith, you know, Thursday looks like it might be about 65. You want to come down? Or we'll come up there. You know, whatever. okay, then we get the announcement. Peter says, hey, there's going to be baseball this week. So that's what makes it fun. Again, before we wrap things up here, Damon, we've got the banquet coming up next week.
Yep, Upper Deck Club Banquet, Saturday the 23rd. We'd love to have as many community members. I know there's going to be some Little League board members, some Legion people. And so, you know, we feel that we've done a nice job of integrating UNK baseball with the entire baseball community. And so we'd love to have you out and enjoy. It's a great evening. It's a great celebration of UNK baseball, and we'd love to see everybody. And thank you both for all your guys' support and of UNK baseball, and hopefully we're looking forward to a good year.
They're my favorite Division II team. I'll give you that, Damon.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Matt Coatney's going to join us. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to, what do you think? Maybe just do that now? Send them to the Storm?
Yeah, let's do that.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Everything good? You were under the weather yesterday.
I was under the weather, I think.
But you're better today.
Yeah, I am better today. I feel much better.
That's good.
Daddy really didn't care.
So I did too.
I wanted to ask.
He rolled his eyes when I told him I wouldn't.
Whatever. We hugged it up, buddy. You don't remember that?
No.
What do you think made him
glad?
Sick?
I don't remember that.
What do you think made him nauseous? What do you think made him sick? What do you? 888-455-ESPN. We can give away a pair of tickets to tonight or tomorrow night. You pick the game you want to go to tonight or tomorrow night. Tri-City Storm, 7:05 both nights. We're going to give them away to caller number 6, 888-455-3776. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sam Fowler from Domino's Pizza, and you're about to hear real audio from a pizza focus group.
Domino's crust is like cardboard.
If you're wondering why we play such a comment, it's because it inspired us to redesign our pizza. With a garlic-seasoned hand-tossed crust, a more flavorful mozzarella cheese, and new robust sauce, we think it's our best ever.
Hey, man, this new pizza seriously good.
Try Domino's inspired new pizza. Get two mediums with two toppings for just $5.99 each. Satisfaction guaranteed. Did we listen to our critics to make our best pizza ever? Oh, yes, we did.
Must purchase at least two pizzas. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find the store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
If your post-Christmas budget said save lots of money, then visit Easy Auction. The average Easy Auction customer saves 59% off retail. Buy Easy Auction dinners and suppers from Carney's new Mongolian Grill, $20 certificates for $10. Garden Cafe Hastings, $25 certificates for $12.50. Schroeder Smoke Foods, now in the Conestoga Mall, $6 for a pair of luncheon specials, $20 with the Schroeder Smoke Foods gift certificates, only $10.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click Easy Auction. Easy Auction.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs staying around the mid-40s. Winds will stay to the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The skies stay clear tonight with a low near 20 with southwest winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to catch up with Matt Coatney, the voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, here in just a moment. Reminder that we want you to be a winner from ESPN Radio, along with all the fine folks at the Tri-City Storm, our winner was...
Yeah, we got Levi from Comstock, actually, hooked up with two tickets to tonight's game.
Going to go watch some hockey with Waterloo, 7:05 tonight and tomorrow. We also want you to be a winner as a super fan at ESPNSuperstation.com with Schroeder's Smoke Foods and Sunheat. Love to have you be a winner. All the information is on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Pretty simple. Pick the winner of the AFC Championship game and by how many points they'll win. The winner of the NFC Championship game, how many points they'll win by. And who wins the Super Bowl, how many points they win by. Whoever comes the closest or nails it right on will receive a Sunheat Room Space Heater or a Prime Rib Super Bowl bundle from Schroeder's Smoke Foods. And then after picking the Super Bowl right, the winner gets a Sunheat Heater valued at over $600 and a Prime Rib dinner package. Folks, you could win all three, but we hope you win one. Make sure you go to our website and find out more, ESPNSuperstation.com. Then you'll email your picks to Superfan. At ESPNSuperstation.com.
If you're confused now, those rules are on there. Don't let the rules confuse you. They're on there.
You want to give us we're going to make our picks here in a little bit. You want to give us an insight to any of the four games? If I said which one you were most looking forward to watch, and I'm hoping you would say the Cowboys.
Yeah.
When you make your picks, do you see one game that's just not going to be close? You don't have to say what it is, but do you see one game that's just not going to be close?
Yeah.
Same one?
No, I don't think so. Well, I'd like to say, yeah. I'd like to say, no, I can't say that, Doug. I think there's one out there that could be a 21-pointer.
Really?
Really do.
I can't wait for our picks. Good. And do you think the other three will be close then? Or
I think there's two of them that will not be close. And I think both favorites are going to win those.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're scaring me.
But I think the other two are going to be great football games. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Tony, Nebraska women's basketball, I'm going to tell you what. The casual fan is now more than a casual fan. They're paying attention. They're listening to the stories. They're watching the games. They're listening to the games. They're looking at the box scores. I mean, Kelsey Griffin is right there. But when you're undefeated and you're off to the best start win-wise in school history, people are paying attention.
Well, I think that, Doug, that confidence that people have in this team goes back to the victory over LSU. Matt Coatney joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show right now. He is a voice of the Huskers on the radio that you hear. Matt, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us some time today. And was that the fact the case when you listen to people out there, the LSU victory, was it the confidence builder?
It really was. It was sort of the seminal victory of this season for this team. And I think everybody knew that if Nebraska could beat the fifth-ranked team, beat a named team like LSU, that everybody would really start paying attention. And, you know, the team has really got it rolling right now. But that was a huge victory, and it really got a lot of national attention focused on the team.
Matt, I think it was equally important to beat Texas. You get into Big 12 play, and six teams are ranked, and two or three more are right outside the rankings. And Nebraska's went in with some good records here in recent years, only to get kind of punched in the face a couple of times when they get things started in conference play. But now they're off to a good start, 2-0, and beating two rated teams in Iowa State and Texas.
Well, don't forget about the win over Iowa State. They were an Elite Eight team last year, and the Huskers had only won over in Ames one time in the last 13 years.
Wow.
In my mind, that's just as big as beating Texas. But, yes, the Longhorns were tied with Kansas preseason number 2 in the preseason poll. Everybody has heard of Gail Gesten-Corr's 15 consecutive NCAA tournaments. If you go all the way back to when she was at Duke, they had Erica Arreron, who was the National High School Player of the Year, coming out. And that was a huge victory at home this past Tuesday night. And so now the Huskers have knocked off an Elite Eight team from last year and the second-ranked team preseason. So, yeah, big victory.
Matt, we talked on the show a couple of days ago about having Connie Yori on and really her giving Kelsey Griffin, just heaping praise on her before the year started, saying she's one of the elite players, top five players in all of the land. And yeah, I think at that time, Doug and I maybe look at each other and think, you got Connecticut, you got Tennessee, really top five players. How good is she? You saw the Courtney Paris. You saw some good ones in the Big 12 following this team. How good is Kelsey Griffin?
I would say the only player in the country, if you wanted me to start my own team and say I could have anybody, the only player I'd consider ahead of Griffin would be Maya Moore of Connecticut. And that's pretty high praise, and I'm not saying it because I'm the Homer radio announcer. I've seen a lot of good players. I've seen Shamiqua Holzclaw up close, and Diana Taurasi and Jackie Stiles. Kelsey Griffin is the package, and what she has this year is she has that leadership intangible to where she can put this team on her back. We saw it during her junior season, and then she got hurt last year, and that year off may have been the best thing for her because this is a hungry ball player. And she said things to Connie Yori like, I'm not going to let us lose to this team. She's having fun. She has that look in her eyes. And right now, it's not an exaggeration to say she's in the top five. I'd say she's in the top two, personally.
Matt Coney, the voice of the Husker women's basketball program on the Husker Radio Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just kind of expanding on that a little bit, Matt, because I was curious with when you have to set out that year. I mean, it's a long time, and for her injury, she didn't even really get to play a lot of basketball or even practice a lot of basketball. Is it a good thing for the program? I know there's a silver lining, as you kind of touched on. Is it a good thing that she is back this year, the team is better this year than it would have been last year with her?
Oh, absolutely, and I think the reason for that is Lindsay Moore, our freshman point guard, gets a chance to play with Kelsey Griffin. And, you know, people say, well, what a big difference this team is this year just by adding one player. Well, they've added two players because Lindsay Moore was a third-team parade high school All-American out of Kentwood, Washington, and she's going to end up being the best point guard in school history. She makes plays that no one else I've ever seen on a basketball floor can make. Just about every other pass is a no-look pass. And here's a freshman coming in to play point guard in the Big 12 Conference. That's intimidating, but she gets to do it with a bunch of senior starters and one of the top players in America. So having Griffin back more than anything helps the program for three more years because Lindsay Moore as the point guard gets to experience what it's like to play with Kelsey and gets to see what kind of leadership role she's going to have the next 3 years.
Mac, it's one thing to beat Texas at home. I think it's another deal to beat Baylor on the road if you're this women's basketball team. What does Nebraska have to do extremely well to get home out of Waco, Texas with a victory on Sunday?
Oh, I hope Brittany Griner's alarm clock doesn't go off. What an amazing player. 6'8", and last night, or two nights ago against Oklahoma, she had close to a triple-double, 11 blocks in the ball game, and, you know, she really is becoming hard to scheme, sort of like Courtney Paris was at Oklahoma, you brought up, where your whole scheme is against her. Now, one thing the Huskers have going for them is Melissa Jones, the very good senior leader, the wing player for Baylor, has a stress reaction, is supposed to miss at least three games. This would be the third game. We're not holding our breath. Maybe Melissa Jones will play, but they're very athletic. The one thing that Baylor does have that's a disadvantage is they're very young. A lot of freshmen, including Griner. Griner is a little bit of a different player than Courtney Paris in that she doesn't necessarily stay underneath the basket all the time, so she causes some problems. If the Huskers can get in transition and can establish their outside shooting, well, I think they've got a very excellent chance of winning down at Baylor.
Doug, he said 6'8". Was that a mistake, Matt, or is that true?
If you've not seen Brittany Griner, and if you've ever watched ESPN SportsCenter, you've seen her a lot. She's the kid for many years was on the SportsCenter top 10 for throwing it down, laying down dunks in high school at Houston. She's a legitimate 6'8". She used to practice with her boys' high school basketball team. If you take a look at her, she is a specimen, and that is the best term to describe her. She's a legitimate 6'8", and legitimately ripped, and legitimately athletic, and she's something else.
Just another minute here with the voice of the Husker women, Matt Coney here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, realistically, this team's not going to run the table. They have a chance to win a lot of basketball games, but when so many great teams are ranked in the top 25 out of the Big 12, and anybody, I mean, let's face it, there's 9 or 10 teams that can beat anybody on a given night. Three of the next four on the road, what's the realistic goal? What do you see this team doing when we get to the Big 12 tournament?
Well, you want to be a top four seed, and I think right now Nebraska certainly is on the road for doing that. If you don't get a top four seed, it's really hard to run the table and win four games in 4 days. The tough games on the schedule, obviously, are at Baylor, at Oklahoma, which is later in the season, and then at home to Texas A&M. A lot of people are overlooking the Aggies. They have one of the toughest defenses in the country, and they are the most athletic team in the league. So those three games will find out a lot about the season. You know, Nebraska's only been a top four seed in the Big 12 tournament one time under Connie Yori. If you can be a top four seed in the Big 12 tournament, you've got an excellent chance of getting a really great seed in the NCAA tournament, and that's really the goal this year.
Okay, Matt, Kelsey Griffin. Everybody knows Kelsey Griffin. Who else? Give us some more names that are playing the best basketball that they've ever played at Nebraska.
Well, the most underrated player in the league is Corey Montgomery, a 6'2" forward out of Minnesota who last year had to carry this team as the leading scorer, and he was pretty injured throughout most of the year. Without Corey Montgomery, Kelsey Griffin would see a quadruple team on every play. Bonnie Turner was the Nebraska High School Player of the Year coming out of Bellevue East. She's a senior now. She hit 5 threes against Texas, 2-time Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. And then, of course, Dominique Kelly has started almost 80 consecutive games. She started every game of her career. She was a Nebraska High School Player of the Year out of Lincoln Northeast. She's a junior and has stepped up her rebounding. She gets the tough rebounds in the paint. Along with Lindsay Moore, that's the starting five. And it is hard to guard Nebraska. It's hard to guard us because everybody is a legitimate threat and everybody can defend, and the bench is deep also. So Connie's got all the pieces right now.
Well, Matt, it's too bad that we waited so long to get you on the show, but we will have to do it again real soon and keep our eyes on this Nebraska basketball team. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, anytime. I love being on your show. I hear great things about it. Love listening to you guys when I'm out in that area.
Oh, Matt, thanks so much for the good words. So I guess we're going to have him on again Monday then. Thanks, Matt. Matt Cotney joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can hear them every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from here on out the rest of the season.
We'll have the Baylor game coming up Sunday at 2:30. Also, Nebraska men taking on Iowa State in Lincoln tomorrow night. You can hear the games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance. What do you think? Really, what do you think? How good can this team be? There's work left to be a top four seed because that's all based on conference.
Right now, I think the goal, as you sit right now, you're number nine in the land, number nine and number 11, I think, in the two polls. I think you look at it right now and you say Sunday is a teeter-totter game. Either, you know what, we're either going for a two seed, I'm talking in the nation now, a two seed to a four seed in the nation. What a huge difference that would be. But you go down there and somehow get out of town with a victory, this would be the biggest win in program history if Connie York could pull it off on Sunday.
Wow, you're crazy.
Biggest win in program history if she can pull it off.
It'll be big. It won't be the biggest in history, but it's big. It's a big one.
In the Connie York era, it will
be. You're 15-0. 15-0. Okay. Hey, and don't forget, you can catch Husker games as well, televised at the Coop, Chicken Coop, Downtown Kearney, and Grand Island. Whether it's college basketball, the NBA, the NFL playoffs, you and your friends will enjoy it in front of all their high-definition televisions because there's not a bad seat in the house to watch multiple sporting events. Lunch specials every day and great food and drink specials every night. Why not stop by for their daily, just like Mama used to cook, lunch specials like the chicken fried steak, meatloaf and mashed potatoes, pulled pork sandwiches, or homestyle fried chicken. Lunch specials every day, every week, they're changing. So something new. How about, have you tried the Chislicks yet? Tried some of those again the other day. Just wanted a little something, and they were perfect. In fact, maybe you get some boneless wings and some Chislicks. Melt in your mouth strips of beef or pork, seared in your favorite wing sauce. Add your choice of a side item, and this taste sensation will be an experience you'll think about all day. And, you know, sometimes it's free, Tony. Why?
Because you're playing Keno and you're picking the right numbers, Kearney and Grand Island.
Catch it all at the Chicken Coop this weekend and today for lunch. We'll be back and make our weekend predictions right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hogan's has it. In downtown Kearney, we want to get rid of it. That's right. We need to make room for new spring items, and that means huge savings in every department. From now through January 18th, you'll save 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. So come save and celebrate our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs staying around the mid-40s. Winds will stay to the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The skies stay clear tonight with a low near 20 with southwest winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Play and Daddy Show. Irish Ken wants Damon Day, who was with us just a little bit ago, to keep the faith, brother, and the Irish, because they will rise again. He says, while you're there, give those two knotheads a punch for me. That's why we didn't read your email while he was here, Ken. Hey, feel that double knothead. Oh, Lord. Glad to have you with us as we wrap up this Friday edition. It's time for our NFL playoff projections. Let's just take them down the line. Up first tomorrow, the Arizona Cardinals at the New Orleans Saints. Saints are favored by 7, over under 57. Daddy.
Doug, seems to me, what have you done for me lately? Well, everybody loves this Arizona offense. Everybody's thinking Drew Brees is in a slump, can't get it done. I'm going to go opposite of that. This is a game I do not think will be close. The Saints defense has been underrated all year long. I think they find a way to slow down. You're not going to stop it. You're going to slow down the New Orleans, or the Arizona Cardinals, excuse me. I think the New Orleans Saints win this game relatively easy. I'm going to say 45 to 24.
Up next, we have the Baltimore Ravens at the Indianapolis Colts. And yes, the Ravens are one of those teams with 7 losses.
Yeah, 10-7, but seem to be playing their best football. I think this is a very, very close ball game. I think Indianapolis somehow gets out of town, their home stadium, with a win. I think that home stadium's huge. I'm going to say this one comes down to, like, Peyton Manning. I'm going to say 24-21.
Indy favored by 6, over under 44. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Neither team's defense is that great, and they've got some offense. I would think that 44 number is a little low, so you know what that means. It'll be 13-10. We go to Sunday, Minnesota and Dallas. This is the game that actually has a matchup of two teams with solid records. Cardinals have 6 losses. The Jets and the Ravens each have 7. Here you've got the Dallas Cowboys at 12-5 and Minnesota at 12-4.
Doug, everybody's wondering how the Dallas Cowboys are going to block Jared Allen. I think the question is, how is Minnesota going to block DeMarcus Ware on one side, Anthony Spencer on the other side? I think Dallas stops the run. I think Dallas finds a way to win this ballgame. Seem to be one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. I will take the Dallas Cowboys 31, Minnesota Vikings 4. We give them 2 safeties.
And finally, the Jets at the Chargers.
You know, the Jets and the Chargers, I like the attitude. I like the cockiness that Rex Ryan brings. His persona is becoming as big as New York. They love him there, and they're going to continue to love this guy for a lot of years. I just don't know. The San Diego Chargers seem to be on a roll right now. I think going across the country, a team with 7 losses, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for this team to get it done. I think the last team to advance on to the division finals is going to be the San Diego Chargers. And I'm going to say it's going to be some of the effect of, I don't think this is going to be relatively close. I think this is like a 38-17 game, something like that. I know they can run the ball. I know they want to play defense. I know they want a low-scoring game, the New York Jets. I just think Phillip Rivers is proving to be one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he finds a way to get it done.
I scratched my head at how bad Cincinnati was last week. I didn't think the Jets were good enough. I thought that they wouldn't be able to handle the teams, but I think San Diego is much better, although this is the one that scares me more than any. San Diego's favored by 7. The over-under is 42. San Diego has found a way to ruin some people's playoffs in the last few years and then not get the deal done in the end. Maybe it's time somebody ruins theirs. I don't know. I got a weird feeling about this. I think we've got a close football game. A very close football game. I'm almost tempted to pick the Jets here, but I want San Diego to win. So because I want San Diego to win, that should mean the Jets will win. I will take the Jets to pull the upset here at San Diego because I... You know, the Jets have the number one defense, and I don't know what they're talking about, why they think LT, he struggled most of the year unless they played a crappy team. Unless Sproles somehow goes off, I'm going to take the Jets. Why not? I'll take the Jets in this football game, and I'll take them to play the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, wait a minute. That would just be crazy. That's crazy. I like Baltimore. Can Indy keep up enough points to hang with Baltimore? Until Peyton Manning loses, I'm picking the Colts. I'll take Indianapolis. Although, again, Baltimore was my wild card pick. They make it to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be surprised. Wouldn't that be something? Baltimore Jets AFC Final. Arizona, New Orleans. The number one seed has not made it to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl in 6 years. Now, the Saints have to win so we can see all those, how they rebuilt from the ashes of the hurricane and see all that. It's one of those have-to stories. I'll take the Saints. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys will be taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, so that... See, it's not loud enough, is it? See, there's the Vikings fight song right there. Okay, how gay is that? Cowboys destroy the Vikings because they are the Dallas Cowboys and they will win the world championship in 2010. So Dallas, big win over Minnesota. I don't care if it's 17-16. A win's a win, baby. That's all I'm saying. A win is a win. Want to thank Matt Cody, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, as well as UNK baseball coach Damon Day. Coming up Monday, we'll take a look at all our picks. And by the way, I have to finish the show off by saying last night I got to be an award and honor. A lot of people know Walt Smith. Not everybody knows Walt Smith. His 5,000th game was broadcast just a week ago, and they had a special ceremony for him last night. Not only was it great basketball between Orton Burwell, but the gym was packed and people from all over the listening area wanting to wish Walt Smith the very best. Check out Channel 5 tonight, KHAS. They have done a story on him that should air tonight. And then Lance Schwartz from 10-11 will be doing a story, has done the story, but it will air on Monday. So you can find out more there. There's a Facebook page for Walt. So all that's out there. All you can say is we love you, Walt. Thanks for all you've done. And he's not slowing down yet at the young age of 73.
Also, Douglas, we're 2 days removed. We want to wish a special, special birthday to Ollie Dady. Dad's Tavern. She's one of our favorites. We missed you 2 days ago, Mother, but we didn't
open
forget
bar.
You this week.
No, I didn't miss it.
No, it was.
And it wasn't open bar.
It wasn't open bar. Happy birthday, Mom.
See you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.